axial skeleton. The axial skeleton involves the bones in the head, neck, spine, chest, and trunk of the body. These bones form the central axis for the whole body and protect many of the internal organs such as the brain, lungs, and heart. The head or skull is divided into two parts consisting of the cranium and facial bones. These bones protect the brain and special sense organs from injury. The cranium covers the brain and the facial bones surround the mouth, nose, and eyes. Muscles for chewing and head movements are attached to the cranial bones. The cranium consists of the frontal, parietal, temporal, ethmoid, sphenoid, and occipital bones. The facial bones are the mandible, maxilla, zygomatic, vomer, palatine, nasal, and lacrimal bones. The cranial and facial bones are described in Table 1. The hyoid bone is a single U-shaped bone suspended in the neck between the mandible and larynx. It is the point of attachment for swallowing and speech muscles. The trunk of the body consists of the vertebral column, sternum, and rib cage. The vertebral or spinal column can be divided into five sections: cervical vertebrae, thoracic vertebrae, lumbar vertebrae, sacrum, and coccyx. The rib cage has 12 pairs of ribs attached at the back to the vertebral or spinal column. 10 of the pairs are also attached to the breastbone or sternum in the front. The remaining two pairs are called floating ribs and are only attached to the vertebral column. The rib cage serves to provide support for other organs such as the heart and lungs.